Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Norberto, N-O-R-B-E-R-T-O, Roman, R-O-M-A-N. Norberto Roman is a 65-year-old male who reports he injured his back at work on approximately 1-1-19. Apparently, he did not provide a mechanism of injury. Apparently, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, nor did he have surgery. Apparently, he is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. In paragraph. I have been advised that this petitioner had a prior workers' compensation award for the low back accident of 4/25/08. Period. However, those records were not available. Period. He did begin chiropractic treatment for low back and neck pain on 10/14/21. Period. It was noted he had a history of lower back disc involvement in 2006, for which he treated with Dr. Glass. But those records are also not yet available. Period. This is my understanding. He underwent an MRI throughout the spine on 10/18/21 and continued chiropractic care on 12/8/21. Period. In paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Roman filed a claim petition alleging from 1/1/19 to the present, repetitive bending, lifting, carrying, twisting, pulling, pushing, standing, and all job duties as a waiter caused permanent injuries to his back and neck. Period. Medical records show on 8/9/21, he was excused from work by Dr. Tauquier, T-A-U-Q-E-E-R, without a specific diagnosis being given. Period. This occurred again on 8/12/21. Period. On 8/13/21, a podiatrist kept him out of work through 8/28/21 for a fractured right foot. Period. This was extended on 8/27/21, 9/10/21. And 10/29/21. Period. In paragraph, he was seen by a chiropractor on 10/14/21, named I'll have to find out his name. He presented with cervical pain with bilateral hand numbness and left shoulder pain with associated decreased range of motion in all planes. Pretty has lower back pain with bilateral leg pain and left ankle pain. Pretty has a history of lower disc involvement in 2006, for which he was seen by Dr. Glass. Pretty had been a waiter for 40 years in a local casino and attributes his condition to the work he has done there over the years. Period. After evaluation, he was diagnosed with cervicalgia, low back pain, and radiculopathy in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar regions. Period. Dr. Holvick, H-O-L-V-I-C-K, proceeded to perform frequent chiropractic adjustment and passive physical therapy modalities on the dates described. Period. In paragraph on 10/8/21, chiropractor Dr. Callahan, C-A-L-L-A-G-H-A-N, had him undergo x-rays of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines that were compared to a lumbar study of 3/2/20. Period. The findings were consistent with cervical spasm or strain. Period. They were mild to moderate degenerative changes scattered through the mid to lower cervical, thoracic, and lumbar regions. Period. There were no other significant findings identified. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Mr. Roman had a lumbar MRI on 7/23/08 at the referral of Dr. Zook. Period. Was compared to a study of 11/21/05. Period. Those results will be inserted here, including the body of the MRI report. Pretty was also seen neurosurgically on 8/26/08 by Dr. Glass. Paired, he reported a work injury of 4:25:08. Paired, he was on his route to work and just stepped onto the employee shuttle bus when the driver released the brake. Paired, the bus began to move forward. Paired, he reapplied the brake, and the patient was thrown against the frame of the door and twisted his trunk and experienced onset of low back pain with left posterior radicular pain to the calf. Paired, he had 9 sessions of physical therapy, which resulted in partial reduction of his pain. Paired, he has a significant prior lumbar history. Paired, in 1998, he was involved in a motor vehicle accident and suffered low back pain. Paired, he was treated with physical therapy with relief of his pain. Paired, in October 2005, he tripped and fell at home and experienced low back pain again. Paired, the pain resolved after a period of time out of work. Paired, Dr. Glass referenced the results of an undated lumbar MRI that will be inserted here. Paired, he also gave diagnostic impressions to be inserted here. Paired, on 11/21/08, he was seen by Dr. Glass. Paired, they discussed treatment options. Paired, on 110/09, he declined proceeding with myelogram and evaluation for potential spinal operative intervention. Paired, he wished to proceed with anesthesia pain management consultation. Paired, on 8/4/11, he saw Dr. Glass, who noted last being seen in January 2009. Paired, thereafter, he had 2 lumbar injections by Dr. Korda, C-O-R-T-A, but had been doing well, without residual significant low back pain until 6 months ago. Paired, he denied any intervening injury, but stated his pain progressively intensified in the lumbar region with left radicular pain to the knee and popliteal fossa region. Paired, Dr. Glass referred him for a new MRI. Paired, on 8/12/11, he discussed its results. That will be inserted as marked. Paired, he continued to see Dr. Glass over the ensuing several weeks. Paired, he also wrote notes for Mr. Rowan to either stay out of work or to return to work. Paired, on 2/28/12, Mr. Roman was noted to be working in a full duty capacity. Paired, his pain has significantly improved following a series of pain management injections by Dr. Korda. Paired, Dr. Glass deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement and should continue with a home exercise program. Paired, new paragraph, on 10/14/09, he was seen by pain specialist Dr. Korda, C-O-R-T-A. Paired, he recommended lumbar epidural injections. Paired, on 10/28/09, such an injection was administered. Paired, this was repeated on 11/11/09 when Dr. Korda deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement and could return to work full duty. Paired, new paragraph, however, he returned to Dr. Korda on 12/7/11 and gave a history and findings to be inserted here as marked. Paired, the plan was to pursue epidural injections again. Paired, on 2/1/12, he reported 80 to 90% relief of an injection at L4-5. Paired, he accepted another epidural injection by Dr. Korda on 1/25/12. Paired, he was seen at an urgent care center on 5/28/16 and was authorized to remain out of work through 5/31/16. Paired, no diagnosis was given. Paired, new paragraph, the petitioner had previously been seen by Dr. Cataldo on 1/5/10. Paired, he noted a history of lumbar sprain from a motor vehicle accident in 1998, comma, slip and fall injury involving his low back in 2005, with findings of disc herniation at L5-S1 and bulging at L4-5, treated with therapy. Brady claimed that on 4/25/08, he was stepping onto a shuttle bus when the driver suddenly released the brake. Brady, the bus moved forward, and as the driver reapplied his brake, the patient was thrown against a door, twisting his trunk and low back. Brady, he was seen by the casino physician and initiated on conservative care. Brady then had a lumbar MRI on 7/23/08, as well as consultation with Dr. Glass, and then injections from Dr. Korda. Period. Dr. Cataldo gave an assessment of disability to be inserted as marked. Period. Paragraph on 3/15/10, he was evaluated by Dr. McClure. Period. He noted an orthopedic history of low back and neck injury from a motor vehicle accident in 1989, treated conservatively with settlement of his case. Brady also had a slip and fall injury to the low back in 2006 with no ongoing complaints. Period. Dr. McClure. Received confirmation from the petitioner of the low back and neck injury in 1989 and another low back injury in 2006. Period. In April 2008, he struck his left side as the bus shifted, striking his left shoulder, and had complaints at the left shoulder and lower back. Period. Dr. McClure made some comments that will be inserted as marked with pencil. Period. Paragraph A, lumbar MRI was done on 8/10/11 to be inserted. Period. On 8/30/11, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Islinger. 3 months, status post decompression and distal clavicle excision at the left shoulder. Period. He was now close to maximum medical improvement. Period. On 4/19/12, he was reevaluated by Dr. McClure. Period. His impressions will be inserted as marked in yellow. Period. On 10/9/12, he was seen by Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, who offered opinions and observations that will be inserted here as marked in yellow. Period. This include his list of 5 diagnoses. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. He remained in his sweater, preventing a visualization of his shoulders. Period. There was a rough texture to his hands bilaterally. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Extremities lower. There was an L-shaped scar on the lateral aspect of the left ankle. Period. Internal rotation of the left hip was full but elicited low back pain. Period. Left ankle inversion was to 5 degrees and eversion to 0 degrees, but full plantar and dorsiflexion. Period. Motion of the ankles, knees, and hips was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for resisted left plantar flexor strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. Spine cervical active flexion was to 50 degrees. Period extension was to 30 degrees, comma bilateral rotation to 65 degrees, comma side bending right 30 degrees and left to 25 degrees. Period was tender at the right trapezius. In the absence of spasms, there was none on the left or in the midline. Period, the rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a limp on the left due to his ankle surgery. Period, he was able to stand on his heels and toes. Period, he changed position slowly and was able to squat to 30 degrees. Period, active flexion was full to at least 80 degrees. Period extension brought relief of his symptoms and was also full to 25 degrees. Period, left side bending was full but elicited tenderness. Period, right side bending as well as bilateral rotation were full without discomfort. Brady was tender to palpation only at the lumbosacral junction. Paired and then normal through. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left. At 70 degrees, elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired on the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Paired, he stated he does wear a pain patch while at work. Period. Impressions. Roberto Roman alleges occupational injuries from 1/1/19 through the present due to his job for the insured as a waiter. Period. He did have medical attention. That was added to the treatment he had for previous injuries many years before. Period. He did have serial diagnostic studies. Period. He accepted chiropractic treatment medication and injections. Period. At various times, he remained out of work. Period. And insert the reports of the cervical and lumbar MRIs right here. New paragraph, current examination of Mr. Roman found full range of motion of the lumbar spine with tenderness during left side bending. Period supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the left. He elicited low back tenderness only at 70 degrees without ridiculous symptoms. Period, this is not clinically meaningful. Period, he ambulated with a limp on the left and had scarring at the ankle consistent with prior surgery. Period, he did have mildly decreased active range of motion about the cervical spine, but Spurlin's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period, there was a rough texture to his hands, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period, new paragraph, I would overall offer 5 to 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lumbar spine. Period, there was also 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period, these are for the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of multi-level degenerative disc and joint changes. Period, they were not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by his routine and period job tasks to the insured. Period. And that will be the end.